The ACLU has successfully challenged similar local ordinances in Escondido, California, and Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Lawsuits forced city officials there to rescind them because only Congress can regulate immigration. But City Council President Chad Fredette says Green Bay's approach is to regulate local businesses, not immigrants. And he's confident the ordinance will withstand legal challenges.
We do not like to write laws that will be struck down as unconstitutional or preempted by federal law. And we do not want to waste taxpayers' money with frivolous lawsuits against us. So we make sure that we draft ordinances that will stand the test in court.
Fredette insists the new rule makes economic sense because he says undocumented workers depress local wages. But a letter from Bishop David Zubik says the city shouldn't see illegal immigrants as a drain on the community, but rather as a potential civic resource. And Wisconsin ACLU Director Chris Amity says the debate over the ordinance raises questions about America's national character.
This is really about what kind of America do we want to live in? What are our values? Are we going to work together, or are we going to try to penalize ordinary Americans like the employers and small businesses in Green Bay?
The city's advisory committee will take up the ordinance again in 2 weeks. Supporters say they hope the debate will help people understand the logic of discouraging illegal immigrants from seeking employment in Green Bay. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.